Rishchodesh Teis. Teis. Never heard that before. Tikover b'seiv v'toiv is Rosh Teivus Teivus. Obvious. If you want to go a bit more deeper, the Keren Yeshua says Teivus b'milua is gematria 1,247. Ubechazaras Elif Aleph, it's 248, which is Gimatria Avram. And if you want to look at it deeper, it's Tikover B'Seva Teva. Seva Teva is Gimatria Ner Chanukah. A component of Avram Avinu's Yortzeit is Rishkodesh Teves, which is always Chanukah. Fine? Hello? Yeah? What happened on the day of the burial of Avram Avinu? That was the day that Yaakov Avinu purchased the Bechayra from Esau, Bechavta Reshvi Mizrosh. Hello? No? Yeah?
We know that.
So we chopped off the Koyach, from that Yaakov was Zichet to the Brachas. When is the birthday, the Yemledes of Yaakov Avinu? Take a guess.
Second.
Huh? Yaakov Avinu said it all over the place. Sukkis, Aleph, the Chag HaSukkis, Aleph Shteit Mefurish. Hello, and Yankov knows the Sukkis, so everyone knows that Sukkis is Mechurik and Yankov Inu. So the birthday of Yankov Inu is what? Sukkis. And like said, the Yankov ended, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Memaleh, Shnei Yisrael Dikim, Yankov. So his Estalkus also was on Aleph, the Chag HaSukkis. How many days were they misabed? But it's also bring this to the beginning of Kislev, everyone knows. If you don't learn B'nei Sosra, you haven't got to start Chanukah again, right? So how many days were there days of Avelus? Seven, right? Which finishes? It finished Rosh Chodesh Teves. Work it out. Make petition. Elamai, it says they made an Avel 7 days, the Gurin Hatat. And that is already, is that those 7 days included in the first 7 days? If you learn that 7 separate days, so when was the burial of Yaakov Avinu in Hebron? Zoyus Chanukah. Hello, folks. What happened at the day when Esav HaRosha tried to stop the burial? So Chusha ben Don came and chopped off his head. So literally, it was Neskayim the Pasuk Machatz to Roish Beis Rosha on Zoyus Chanukah, or even perhaps on Zoyus Chanukah. And the Hoyer, who is the Shevet, which is Mechuvin to Teves? No, Chevro. Don, yeah. I say this every year somewhere in Mechuvin.
Yeah.
Don. Yes, hello? Yeah. And who is the 3 months are known as Yach, the Esav, the month of Esav? No, Teves, Tammuz, Av, as I discussed countless times. So Teves is the month of Esav. So in the month of Teves, Don, who's the Shevet of Chodesh Teves, who should have been Don, chopped off his head and went rolling. Hello? And that is the Kuyach of Chanukah, to be Mashpia, the Kedusha of Chanukah, that on Chanukah Gufin, the month of David, the month of Esav, we chopped off the darkness. And Svarim HaKadosh says, if not for that, if the Eibishter wouldn't have been, Chazal wouldn't have been Mamshech Kedushas Chanukah into Teves, he could not be soivel the darkness and the pain or the suffering of the Golos of Esav. That's all great. Like, what does it got to do with me and my Avodas Hashem? Let me just back. There's a famous word in Tzemach Tzadik from the Vision Sir, who says, in last week's parasha, Yankov plus Yosef, Makolo, is Gimatria Ner Chanukah. Great. What does that mean? You don't got to be a genius to work it out. Where do we have a Yontif of Chanukah from? From these two personalities, from Yankov Avinu and Yosef. You may remember that Yaakov is Gimatria 182. What's 182 special? Wait, you gotta be maybe. How many times do you give up, Kate?
Seven.
Yosef is 156. How many times do you give up? Multiple.
Six.
How much, any mathematicians in the audience, how much is 6 plus 7? 13. What do you know about 13? Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmanim. Rabbi Sternberg learns Pri Yitzchayim, right? In Perek Dalet, that Chanukah is made the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmanim, which is 7 plus 6, 13. Hello? Yes. You may remember the Pasuk Gam ki eisha b'choshech Hashem havaya early, right? Ki eisha b'choshech havaya early is gematria 936, and 936 is gematria, I've said countless times, 13 times chesed. But Hanukkah, which is 13, Yankiv and Yosef, is mayor in the world, the Yud Gimel Midas Harach. Okay? What does Yosef, Yankiv and Yosef get together? We remember a few weeks ago in Parashas Vayitze, Vayhi Kasher Yolda, Rachel is Yosef. So Yankiv goes to Lavan, his Olik Teshver, Shalcheni Ve'elcham, Mekhev Arti, Terah Torah. Right? Now I'm able to face Esav. Says Rashi HaKodesh, why? Because the pasuk says, "V'ha'ya beis Yaakov Eishu beis Yosef Ava, u'beis Esav l'kash." When can Klal Yisrael victor over Esav? That's when we have the chibur of Yaakov and Yosef. You with me? Because the fire, which is the Ner Chanukah, the Ner Sosam says, which is created by the chibur of Yaakov and Yosef, that was able to be soyrif the mavar all the chitzonim, all the powers of tum in the world. And therefore, the pasuk says, "V'Yisrael Ohav Es Yosef." Why was there a special love between Yankov and Yosef? Who? Part of the reason. Ki ben zukunim hu. Ki ben zukunim hu is gematria. Ki ben zukunim hu loy. Ki ben zukunim is gematria 301, which is gematria menorah. Loy is 36. Also, may fix 36 candles, right? Yankov and Yosef create the menorah, create the fire. And then he's of the cash. And my girl, the match of Shem and Zayas, we burn. Okay. What does this mean, Avodah Zashem? One of the Inyonim and Chanukah, which has brought all the Sforim Akdashim, the great Arichos, and you see it's not just in Sforim on the bookshelf, but it's the Ramish, the Minig Yisrael is that when you bench Chanukah, it's in Chanukah, you sit there for a minimum of a half hour, right? And there's an Indian to look into the Chanukah. By tzaddikim, there was an oisprach, but the heren was a lichtel after tzelen. You have to hear what the candles are telling you. The chal in other svarim is brought, Leibel Eger brings, by looking in the candles, your moisiv kedusha in the neres Chanukah. And can you do it? But all the svarim that in my youth, I used to go from all the rebbes and tzaddikim on Chanukah, sit there for a long, long time, gazing in the candles. And tzaddikim used to know what's going to happen the whole year in the future by looking in the candles, etc., etc. And bichlal is brought in svarim, the pashtos, that looking in the candles, gazing in the candles after you light them, is a tikkun for the einai. It's a mesakeh in a person's eyes, eyesight. Why? Because we know what was the kavona, what was the magoma of the vonim, lashkicham to yourself. And everyone asked the obvious glaring klotzkasha. How could the enemy, the Yevonim, the Greeks, cause the Torah? How do you cause something to be forgotten? You have a brain, right? In your moich, right? And there's a memory. How do you cause someone to forget something that he knows?
Stop him from learning if
he has to. Hello? So the Welt answers, because when it comes to sociology, zoology, anthropology, any other ologies in the world, you're killed it through your brain cells. And you can't erase the brain cells, they're always there. Torah Doisha is something godly, divine, right? And you can only acquire Torah and retain Torah through Kedusha. And therefore the Pasuk says, you say it three times a day, says the Pasuk right afterwards, Leman Tizkur. What is the school of Zechira to be able to retain Torah, to have a good memory in Torah? It's well known that the Rav Chover, the Sof Zvanech, who called the honestly, he was a poor sujin ma'abiti, his memory was phenomenal, right? Whereas Rabbi Simcha said to him, it's not really, he didn't have a good memory. He said, if you would go through all Shas, Babli, Shalmi, Zavros, Zavrit, Zef, the Batilta every day, you don't remember. But can you do it? The Rakachavar was a secular writer once saw the Rakachavar. He said, from one Rakachavar, you can make two Einsteins. I know people who knew him personally. He was beyond, even imagination of his. So this he came to this facet. Well, Simcha brings this. Parashas Kisovet, Tov Shin Mem. He said, when the Rakachavar came to this facemis, his Zeta, after he left, he said you could see he was never putting him. He pushed a shmir, say, Nayim, yeah? because you can see Lamantistru. Lamantistru is a charaya that leads to Surah Al-Akhreya. He was always Shemir, his Kedush Shavitar. Right? And that's how the Lev Simcha Taitz, that's the Pulsum. We said, but the Vidim Aizu, Lo Yavarti Vim Mitzvi Secha, Lo Yavarti. How will Lo Yavarti? Lo Yavarti Vim Mitzvi Secha. Because there's a principle, the Iker Kedusha, the Tver Shlema famously says in Parashat Bolach, Ayi Hakdesha, Ibai Naim, whatever. Both Taitz, they don't talk about in Kedusha, right? Hepech of Babylon, the Chanovi, you know what a Novi is? But it says Neufel, why was he a Neufel? Kaguluya Naim, his eyes are open. Where they shouldn't. I always say from the Ibrahim of Vizhis, used to say, Chamira the Chamir, the Iger Bershusi. If a person has the Chomets, it's the Ur, is the Chazisi or the Lich Chazisi. Mezet was Medav Nisht, Mezet Nisht was Medav Yoh. But Emes is, I have no time to elaborate, but it's totally about when a person says Shema Yisrael, the highest expression of Yehudilah, whatever, what do? In, to the effect, to the extent that you cover your eyes from velt, not only Dvarim Asura, but Dvarim Rishus, to that your eyes will be opened to Yom of Kedusha. Right? I'm not talking about things that are prohibited. But people are interested in Donald Trump, Dallas, Schwarz, your things in the world, right? The more you have an interest in velt, your eyes are open, you're gluy and naive, right? Then you don't absorb Kedusha. The more you put out all the rubbish in the world aside, and you put your hand on your eyes, right? And you cover over, that you'll be able to absorb Hecher and Yom. And therefore, Bachanaga, when you look into the candles and you gain this Tikkun of Inayim, you see something unique in Chanagira by any other Yom Tif, even Yom Tovim, that are also the Elif Rizumanis. It's Sukkah's time, and I don't have my own Sukkah, and I walk by your Sukkah. Do I make a bracha in watching your, seeing your Sukkah? No. Bachanaga, the Gemara is in Shabbos. A unique bracha, you don't have your own Chanukah, and you walk by someone else's house and you see, you make a bracha, harroya, mevorech. Is the chalaya say the svarim, everyone speaks about this, the rupture, the chayim, that you could achieve by looking into the candles just as much as you achieve by lighting itself. It's a meridik of words. And therefore, the Gemara says, "Ner Chanukah lemayla me esrim amo is psula, like a sukkah and like a movui." Good. Shaltva'ena is very connected. The Yitav Lev, the Sabbath Rebbe Zayda says, that's how the positive, Rakbe'enecho sabit ishlumas rishoyim tirim. Just by looking in the candles, a person can have a shlita over the enemies of Klal Yisro. Right? And through that, your mamshich, Yerushamayim, by looking in the candles, Re'ia, scramble the letters, you get the word Yira, fear of heaven. Right? And therefore he says, the options are, the pshat is, we light candles at night, in the darkness, etc., etc. Even in a time of, that a person is Eishah Bachushach, he's in darkness, right? Time of Ha'anuchi Haster Aster. Nevertheless, a person Vazucht, he's searching, he's Mechapis for Yerushamayim, he will find it. How do I know? Because the Pasuk says in Tzvanya, Achapes es Yerushalayim Baneiros. Anyone who learned the beginning of Masechta Pesachim, the Zayin over there, right? Yafin al-Chipus, Ner Miner, Chipus b'Chipus. And the Pasuk famously says in Mishlei, Im Tevakshena kekesser, Uchematmoinim Tevakshena, all Tovin Yerush Hashem. You get Yerush Hashem through Chipus, through searching, and Chipus we learn from there, Kom Tois, through Ner Chanukah, person's Koyin Yerushamayim. Urim Kabdu Hashem, says the officer. Kabdu is Gimashi Lev. The looking at the candles penetrates a Yid's heart. It's a big Indian in Svarim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore we know. Yes, sir.
If somebody is blind, it's part of from.
Yeah. Very good question. You have to ask a competent Orthodox rabbi. Oh. Beyond my pay grade. There's a Re'iyah in Ruchnius and a Re'iyah in Gashmius. Hello. I'm telling you. There's a. If you can't look at it physically, you can look at it spiritually. On the contrary, a person, whatever, is blind to the world, is usually open to whatever. I don't have to elaborate. I find that there's a gewaldige meisse that Satmar ever brings from whom? One of the tzaddikim in Hungary, I can't remember who was watching somebody, another big tzaddik, was blind, Zaginor, and he was watching him put on the ritzua shalyad, and he said, fire, fire. He saw every ritzua, he saw him putting the fire behind the ritzua. Hello? Al-Dayah Zabayitzak Avinu, the whole Torah is that of the Re'iyah Ruch, the incoming king, right? Al Kapana, we know that Chanukah is connected to the capital, the Hinoya, which is the capital that the Kehanim said, B'shas Techinuch Beis Amigdosh. Why? Because how many words are there in Vihinoya? Hello? There's not much to say for it. So we'll get Avram and Reish Tzadik Hei. Shema Rekeach Kim Domani. 130, which is Gimatria Akehanim. We're working at 130 is Gimatria Ayin. Because how you mamshut the Shechina, Shechina Shri Maisi Yodeinu in the Meneira, Dafka through Einayim, Al Derech, the Slonim Rebbe brings, that just like the Gemara says, every blade of grass in this world has a mazel numaila, and when the mazel looks at that blade of grass or at that leaf that itself causes it to grow, when you look at holy things, you look at tzaddikim or chanukah, you look at the chanukah lich, that itself causes a person to grow spiritually. When that's pshat, what is the shear? Says the Rinoyim, what is the shear for chanukah? Till when? Ad dekalya rigla tarmudoy. The nation called Tarmudoyim, mentioned fresters, I don't know, they're a bunch of cannibals, whatever. And when they're no longer in the marketplace selling their wood chips, then time is over, right? What else do you know? That's enough. Yeah. What else do you know about Tarmudoyim? Try the same Gemara Shabbos, stuff like that. Remember the guy who was trying to drive Phil, yeah, get him angry? And he's asking all these retarded questions, yeah? Yeah? And he's asking why, when they might name some Tarmudoyim or Trutis, their eyes are whatever. Because Kshedorim ben Achoylus, right? They dwell amongst the sand, so their eyes get whatever squinted in order the sands shouldn't, the desert sands, you know, shouldn't blow into their eyes. That's why they grew that way, those kind of eyes. In Emtutus. Says the Mashal, what does it mean? Their eyes are defective. Why? Says the Mashal, because I got this Al-Azhar, Kshedorim ben Achoylus, nothing with sands. They dwell in Chulin, they dwell in. Where are they? They're in their Raglayim, is in the marketplace. What is the idea of their Chanukah? To improve your eyesight, to remove that when there's no longer Raglayim, shouldn't be in the Shuk, right? And that's the tikkun for the Raglayim, for the eyes of the Tarmudoyim. Okay, I have 100 other things to say, but ain't coming good. But that, trust me, there's like 1,000 different gematrias or Bekitzer. Right. Now, all of this, so we see that Bekitzer, Ner Chanukah is a school of Re'iyah, to see things properly, to see things from a perspective of Kedusha, not of the marketplace, not of the Chul. Now I go back to what I said before, that Ner Chanukah is Gimatria Yankiv and Yosef, because both Yankiv and Yosef specifically are connected to the idea of Re'iyah. How, very pashtus, the whole tumult in this, I'm giving you just one little word. How long did Yankiv Avinu live?
147.
Which Gimatria? Toiv Ayin. Says the Vilna Gaon in his commentary on Mishnah, right? And therefore that's going to get Taivis. I'm not going down there. It's going to get a ticket for the Marishan. Sure for the Yankiv versus the Matzia. Sure for the Yankiv. Me and sure for the Marishan. He was Masakin. Yeah, okay, fine. Which is the street time. Whatever. I forget. What do you know about Yosef and eyes? First of all, the whole young Yisui of Chanukah is Yosef. The Galamukia says Yosef is Gimatria Antiochus, Yosef is Gimatria Melech Yovan, the Zelu Umazeh of Greece and their Hellenistic culture is Yosef Atzadik. And what do we know about Yosef? Because I'll say, Pasuk says, Ben Peres, Yosef, Ben Peres, Ali Ayin, Oile Ayin, Boni, Soad, Ali Shur. Because I'll say the women were throwing them their silk and their jewelry. He should look, and he didn't look. He didn't look where he shouldn't have to. And therefore, the Gemara says, Mizvachim, the Mishnah Megillah, what is the difference between Shiloh and Yerushalayim? Shiloh, where could you eat kachim kaulim and maizu sheni? Chalanir, as long as you could see the Mishnah. In Yerushalayim, olim v'zim and akalayim, olim v'zim and achoyim. Why? Because whose portion was Mishkan Shiloh? Yosef, right? And the one upon whom it says Oyla Ayin, that he was Malim Ayin from Eishes Petifar and Reisada, right? He was Zoichad, and his chelik you could eat kachim. Hello. By the way, just Derek Agav, in case you didn't realize, I'm speaking about tonight, in anticipation of tonight, the Zoyus Chanukah, right? Which day? Remember, it says that Mrs. Potiphar is trying to seduce him to Avera, yeah? The Vahi Kahayoi. It was Kahayoi. Vayove Yosef Aboyso Lassis Malach. What day was that? What? So, how do you know that? Yeah, that's very good. You're picking it up after a while, after all these years. You're like, yeah. How do you know? And it says they renew him, right? That was the day, by the way, when he faced Mrs. Potiphar. How was he vayimoy? How was he saved? That's the day that his father came to him. Nirloit was diunkushal ovir. Nirloit was diunkushal. Hello? You with me? Yeah? That's what this kind of thing. It says, Bad vayove aboy solasis malach. Everyone knows as the Yugil Mitzrachim. Hello? What's the eighth meter? What does it start with? Work it out yourself. Use your two hands. Use your fingers. Whatever. It starts with Neitzer Chesed. Noitzer Chesed is Gimatria Bias, right? Melachtoi is Gimatria Zeus Chanukah. Lassi is Gimatria Shem and Zayas. Hello? Work it out. So Yosef Atam came into the... It was Zeus Chanukah. By the way, Zeus Chanukah is the 8th of Chanukah, which also, by the way, Lahavdol, Elif Avdol, is another Al-Shmuz from the time we discussed it, when we discussed Nidl, if you remember, it was the 25th of another religion, as another year, which was a pagan festival, nothing to do with also Esav's Gilgul, who's the guy, the acrobat of the dust, yeah? But it's also got to do with whatever, it's all Kehayoyim, Kofayoyim, whatever. Okay, anyway, that's besides the point. And that was the day that his father appeared to him, where? What is Chaloyim? Ches Lamed Vov Nun? Nutrigun? Anybody out there? Chaloyim? Lamed Vov Neiris Chanukah. Hello? And therefore we say, L'amcha Yisrael, Asiz Achua Gedayla, next word. Like by Yosef it says, right? So this is my introduction to my introduction. Getting very far, very fast. So I see the kuyach of Re'iyah, and it's both Yankim Avinu, the Toiv Ayin, and Yosef Atadi, Oile Ayin, who bring out this kuyach that there is in Re'iyah, Meiner Chanuk. What is the reason for that? I'll tell you, Bekitzer Nimrus, it's happened in three places in the Reyoel Hanukkah, Marochas Gedulus, London. But yeah, just Bekitzer Nimrus. We say, we light the candles every night, yeah? And there's a lot of Adlikim, on Nisr, Al Yidei, who made these miracles? The whole mitzvah Shmeres V'Chanukah, Shmeres V'Chanukah, and there's all the Kodeshim, the Rosh Hashanah, El Rosh Hashanah, Kedei, Hoydel Hadar. Let me ask, push a close question, obvious questions. First of all, l'maynaf gemina that the miracle was made through Kanech Akdushim or Levium or Nevardik or Breslover, like, l'maynaf gemina Kanech Akdushim. What is the fact that Kanech Akdushim got to do with Shmoinus Yimei Chanukah? I know how to count, today's seven, tomorrow's eight, right? Tomorrow's eight days of Chanukah. Hello? Haneiris halolu kodeshim ve'ein lonu rishus l'shtamnish b'ayim. That's a fascinating, very important halacha. Do you know how many halachas there are in Hilchos Chanukah? Hello? Of all the halachas of Chanukah, why the Chazal and the Nusach and the Tefillah, based on the Septus of them, Dafka that Ein Lodur Shus Hashtamish Bayam El Lodur Shus Bilvot? Right? Why is Ein Lodur Shus Hashtamish Bayam El Lodur Shus Bilvot? What does that got to do with that? What is Kanech HaKdushim? There's something missing. So the Sefer has three different answers, but the same idea. The obvious question is, they found a cruse of oil, right? Yeah. How did they know it wasn't Tomei? And the seal of the Kohen Gadol. That's what the Gemara says. Not like this. Yeah. How did they know the Goyim or Metamon Kezovim didn't move it with the seal intact? So the Zov is Metamon of the Hesed. You say like this, but that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara doesn't say anything in the ground. They made the archaeologists. They just found. Hello? So the Lechura, the Chuyz with the Kohen Gadol, will prove one thing or the other, right? So one answer Sa'ar Rebbe gives is, you know how they knew? Ruach HaKodesh. Therefore, the miracle happened. Dafka through Kanecha Hakdoshim. Who everything they did was al piruach Hakdoshim. I tell you, Shemayim, Homaracha, but in a suffix, in Mitzius, not in Halacha, you can pass the Minas Shemayim, right? And therefore, alternatively, you could say, in a different place, he says, you know what the great miracle of Hanukkah was? Back. Everyone asked the obvious glaring question. What's the big deal that one thing of oil for one day lasted for 8 days? Tachum says in the beginning part of the Tzaver, when the sky had him, there were miracles every day in the Menorah. 1 year lasted a whole year. The miracles occurred, that, you know, big deal. Here's a different form. Here is, first of all, they only had one oil. And it was open, it wasn't in the ground, it was open. And you know what happened? The Kanecha Dushim Rokoshim saw that it was Torah. And how do you know that they were right? Maybe they're fantasizing? Because the fact that a miracle happened afterward, that a perfect, and they offered Kuchabichu Nisul Magona, they even just to make miracles in vain, is the Charaya was Taka a real miracle. And how come the Avonim didn't see it? If the whole idea was to Matamid Dishmanim, that goof is the miracle. Tzaddikim have the ability to cover over that Tzaddikim should see and the Rishonim won't see. That's awesome. But Yaakov Avinu is a dugma. Yaakov Avinu tells Lavan. Lavan says, "Lama ganaftas, you stole my gods, my deities, my idols." So what does Yaakov Avinu say? Anyone who has your gods won't live. So actually, that was Gishkoga Yitipi Hashalvet because of that. Yaakov Avinu, you think, it's lost. He said a thing which is, tzaddikim have the power to make that which is practical here invisible. So Yaakov knew that if Rachel took it, if any of the household took it, it will be invisible to love. Because he won't find it. But since there is bedakus, you could say timtza means it's found, it's there. Therefore, that was the shkogah. But so there's a double miracle here. The miracle is A, that the Yevonim saw Baruch Kotcham, and borne out later by the next, the Ganahev. Baruch Kotcham, they saw that this is Shem and Tor. And the Yevonim, who were trying to metame, could see nothing. And therefore the Iker miracle was after the first day. That's the Rebusa over all the other miracles that happened Stamazoi in the Shem and the Beis Hamikdash. Moreover, that is the idea also that when Mefarsim, the miracle of Aliku Neiros B'chatzus Kachecha, what are we doing, burning candles like in the Chatzus Kachecha, you do it in the Beis Hamikdash. They wanted Mefarsim the next. The general principle is, I don't have time to elaborate, right? If somebody has a miracle, you can have a miracle. Either you're zoichet to the miracle, you have the schus yourself to be there for the miracle, or it happened because the schus of this, whose later generations, the goyim are so perverted that therefore you victor over them, not like it's a kosra, but it's a what is the difference whether it's coming in your schus or it's coming in for another reason? If you have a nes and you're nitzel from your tzor, but you really don't deserve it, you can't see it. By loit, al tabet acharecha, says Rashi, you're unworthy, you're only nitzel b'schus avraham avinu. So it's dayecha that you're being saved, you're your own skin, you have no right to see the downfall of your enemies. If you're doing it yourself, right, then you can see it. That's what you find by the left says this in many, many places. By the yam, what does it say, Moshe Rabbeinu tells them? Ki kasher isim es Mitzrayim ayoyim, right? Yeah? What's the shot here? Did they see the Mitzvah ever again? They did. So when the Yamzul. And they sang Oz Yoshe. Then they sang Oz Yoshe. What happened here? Initially, Moshe Rabbeinu thought, his Yatzvu Ru'u S, next word, Yeshua. It's Yeshua for the Abish. Lamani S. The Abish is doing it for his own purposes. You don't deserve it. You're an Eretz. You don't deserve Yeshua. You don't deserve Yeshua, so you're not going to see Mitzrayim. Ober, this was a Mila, this was a Muda, whatever. This was a what? The Makabal Ter La'asim. Then he were Zoycha. They saw Mitzrayim is the Charaya that what? They had a Schus. And then you could sing Oz Yoshua. The fact that the Ness of Ner Chanukah was something that was with Pirsum, public, Yidin was zuyche to see the mapalosin of the Avonim, right? Through the ness of the Shem, which everyone witnessed, right? Which the Mafreya teaches me, like the Bichodosh, the ness of Milchama also was mitzad their milas, their mesirus nefesh, okay, nechak dushim dafka, right? Is therefore became a period of shir. So the whole fourth year is the fact that you saw what's happening here, right? And there, you found the pach, and the Avonim didn't see the pach, and you saw the Yeshua. Therefore, Chazal, even though in the whole arichus, the emes is in the menorah, no one should look at it. Just like when it says, when they had to do building work in the Beis Hamikdash. So when they brought someone in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Mishnah Midas, they put him in a table. They shouldn't be nen, they should be zan from the Rambam and Sof Perek Zayin, not only in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the whole Hechel. Whatever. So Iba Zoi, when it comes to the light of the Menorah, you shouldn't even, not only now to mishtamish them, illuminate the Mois, you now have to look at, you shouldn't look at the light at all. That's why Eilat Rishus Lishtamish Ben. Why then Chazal said Eilat Rishus Bilvad? The Chassidus Sforim Taish. The Yishtamishes and the Menorahs to look at them. We said the school of the Tikkunim, you get by looking at them. The Chur Duran says Eilat Rishus Lishtamish Ben because Chazal made the Ner Chanukah, they were medame to above the Menorah Beis Hamikdash. So why could we see it? Because this was the whole etzem of the miracle that was made through Kainach HaKdosh, Ruach HaKodesh, and the Yevonim couldn't see. And Elohim could see, and it became this parsim. The Chazal said, "Why the whole the famous Be'eshua, the Chutzvi? Why do we need a miracle of Tuba Hutter Receiver? The Eibishter wanted to make dear to Kol Yisrael Chibosim. You had to see it. Once you see it, the miracle of Chanukah became through Re'iyah, right? And therefore, the Chanukah is an Indian of Tikkun Leinayim. So far, so good. Which is the idea of Yankov and Yosef Chanukah." Which leads me onto my subject, which I'm not going to say today, but the Nakuda is, it's not just a person has a Shmir Sinayim from Torah Masurim. A person, Chanukah, the lesson is when you look at the Welt and all the Harpakoyas and all the Torahs and all the challenges of the Welt, you have to look at Welt from Eine Hashem al Tzadikim, with the Eibishter's eyes. That's why, by the way, the Gemara connects. Amar of Kahana, Dorash, whatever, Tanchum, Sukkah, the Chanukah, my Lemmy, and Mechav Amma is Post. Next, same Manda Omar, Yezva Tad, right? He threw him in, right? The Barakah, right? Nochosh is the opposite of the Tikkun of Yankee, the Tikkun, the Shufrit Yankee made Shufrit of the Mission, which is brings Emes in the world and Akim in the world and Tikkun of, right? It's the same idea of Tikkun Einayim in. But the point is, when a person looks at the world, you look, the message of Chanukah is, even in a time of darkness, of Aster, the whole, all the Sifrei Musar, all the Sifrei Chassidus, all explain the central message of Chanukah's Amun and Bitochen. Amun and Bitochen is Gimachir Gan Eden. When a person sees Gam Ki Eishe B'Choshech Hashem early, right? Ki Eishah Bachoshech with Allah with a Mantabachov is Gimachia Shema Yisrael plus the letters, right? When a person realizes that you know how many Kanim were there in the Merit of Israel?
Seven.
Which is there to teach you that a Yid is not Mushbe Shefa, does not come from the seven Mazolis, right? All these gematrias worked out with Ankama Kime, which is gematria 1248, which is 8 times Yosef, which is gematria Yehudi law plus 2 Adnais, if you pronounce it, whatever. In other words, the word of Chanukah is that to get rid of the Hergelus, the Regel Minashul. You think the Donald Trump and some other Shmerel is running the world, right? There's an Eibishter, and everything that happens comes from the Rebbeinu Shalom. And therefore, when a person has the Amunah and Bitochen, right? Yeah? Say it again. That when a person has a munah bitochen, there's a bashefer, there's a bera ulam, right? Then your life turns into Gan Eden. That's, they've gamki, eshev achoshech, Hashem early, eshev is 3 letters. I'll leave you with this word. Aleph, shin, beis. When a person has a munah bitochen, in the middle you have simcha. Hinek, what does the Pasuk say? Kivo Yismach Libeinu, Kivashim Kod Shabbat. Where does a Yid get Simcha Dafka from the Mid of Bitoch? When a person is a Munda, and Bitoch, even in the time of darkness, he's Eishim Achoshes, Hashem early, Sever Lichti, and we should be Zoych that the Sam Rebbe says, from the Zayd of the Sabbeinu Mituvecha, Summa doesn't see. So the Summa doesn't. It's not Nizbo. The Sabbeinu Mituvecha, we see only Sodom, but they've been here.
Oh, thanks.